Do it for the man.
All right, boom. And like that, like I always say, and like that, it's your boy, Chief Rocker. I am here with the greatest nigga from Vine ever. That's what the fuck we talking about today. I'm gonna name this one. I'm gonna go ahead and give y'all the title early. This one is Fuck Vine, Bitch.
Yeah,
so Fuck Vine, Bitch. I know y'all remember that shit. I used to love that clip. And then the other little girl, do it for the Vine. I used to love that little. Used to love that shit. And that little Vine challenge went around. That shit was cool as fuck. So, in a way, I'm sitting here with the main Purdy.
Yeah.
Purdy,
yeah,
did
man.
It.
Yeah.
That main touch Vine. Went to the top on that shit.
I mean, not really the top, but shit for the real niggas, you know.
For the real niggas, yeah.
I went far.
You know what I'm saying? We'll say that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, nah. Man, for me, you was the greatest in that shit. You was the most relatable in that shit. Obviously, you and like DC, like,
yeah,
niggas you knew was out chilling every day on some real shit.
Yeah, just trying to make shit, you know what I'm saying? People could, you know what I'm saying? Think about it every day.
Bro, I know you inspired a lot of niggas, bro.
I don't know if I can say that. You think so?
I think so, bro. Cause niggas like what on like TikTok and shit. Like niggas still do like ranking battles. That was a big shit on Vine. Y'all niggas used to rank on each other
every day, but really on that Friday shit, on the Fry-ass or Roche-ass or whatever that shit was. Now one thing I want to say, I never lost on that shit.
Never, I know,
on
bro.
The competition shit.
I know, bro.
I never lost on
that
shit. That
boy Floyd Mayweather in that shit.
Whoever it was, from the nigga Primo to the nigga Fatty Page to nigga DC or Fly,
yeah.
I never lost on that shit. Not one time.
Yeah. Y'all had a tournament on that shit. You won that bitch.
Yeah. Yeah,
that shit is crazy. This is the only nigga in the world that can successfully say he fried DC.
Yeah, I can really say that.
Yeah,
and it's on tape.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Even
it's
that nigga can't deny that shit.
He probably
looked back on that shit and be like, damn, that nigga was on my ass that day.
It's somewhere. That nigga know what's up, man.
Yeah. That shit on YouTube. In case you do want to know, that shit is on YouTube. You can go back and look at the
damn,
shit.
Damn, that's what's up.
I'm gonna go and grab a clip from the shit. So when you listen to the episode, it'll definitely be in there for you, bro.
Okay.
You're gonna trip out on the shit.
Yes,
definitely,
sir.
Though. Yeah, from the ranking shit to the just the all around funny videos. Like, it wasn't just the ranking shit, bro. You used to really be on some shit a nigga relate to, skipping school, all that
whatever
crazy
was,
ass shit. Yeah, whatever
every
we do
day,
around the Ville, nigga,
you
just
know what I'm saying?
Yeah. On that shit.
Try just thinking shit like the whole thing was thinking shit people would laugh at that they do, like, damn, I do that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If somebody thinking that, they gonna relate to it, boom, they'll rewind it
or whatever
it was, you know what I'm saying?
Right. So you one of the early content creators, bro.
That was pretty cool.
You gotta live your truths. Like they tell you, bad. Yeah, I was just finna say, bad and the good, bro. When you think back on that shit, for me, I think that you should really, you know, bask in it and be happy. Like, you know, like you did for me. You went to the shit. You was doing the shit. You was the hottest in the shit. And like for you, it's like, fuck it, I'm at the top. Like, let me go do something else. Like,
I mean, really, and just what it was. I ain't fuck with people being like, oh, you the funny nigga. No.
yeah. On some shiggy shit. Nigga dance.
You know
nigga
what I'm saying?
Like, nah,
I ain't fuck with that, so I fell all the way off all that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
Really, that's really,
you know what's
it
crazy,
was
though?
That's
and
crazy.
I will admit, I'm happy you said that. I would probably be guilty. I wouldn't say nothing like, oh, you the funny nigga. I'd probably say something like, oh, you brought from Vine.
Yeah.
But even at that, that's still probably attention you ain't trying to get while you out shopping and shit. You like,
I mean, it wasn't, I mean, wasn't nothing that ever bothered me because it wasn't like a trillion people were coming to bother me. Right. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, if I'm out of town, I was getting noticed by people. Absolutely. Yeah. I can't never, you know what I'm saying, I wasn't.
Right.
But, you know what I'm saying, it wasn't never anything that was to the point where people bothered me and shit like that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But, like I said, I just ain't want, like, you know how it is in our city, bro. You know what I'm saying? So
It's a lot of
too cool and shit. You know what I'm saying? Everybody too cool and want to be this and that. Yeah, so, yeah. I mean, I just didn't want people to think that shit was sweet. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, that's really what it was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because especially, and I don't want to sound like that, but when you from here, you understand it. Like, it is not sweet by a long shot. And people think you that familiar face, you that funny face.
Yeah, exactly what it is.
And you like, while that is me, that's me at a certain time type shit.
Yeah, you know.
And everybody don't understand that. They think from 6 o'clock in the morning to 9 o'clock at night, you is this vine person, man.
Time and place for everything. My mama told me that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then what a lot of people forget too, like you do see a social media famous face. And you kind of relate it to that person living a good life, that person already having money. Like, we kind of assume money gonna come with that shit because, oh, you know, like, damn, we seeing you all the time.
Yeah.
Because truthfully, when you see most people you see on TV, when you see them, they paid type shit. Somebody you see on the screen that you somewhat idolize, and you think to yourself, like, damn, this nigga own one. You automatically think, like, damn, this nigga probably got this certain budget about him, and this nigga moving a certain way. But like, you really living an everyday life, you know?
Yeah, but the thing is, people think, you know what I'm saying?
And motherfuckers, exactly.
It's just be a facade, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers really don't be, like you said, living their truth.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? As far as what it is, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, as far as people go, bro, I think people should just be happy and do whatever make them happy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Not really live for, oh, I want to do this because I know people like this type of shit or whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. Do whatever makes you smile and makes you know what I'm saying, feel good type shit. Nah, that's how I feel about the situation.
You do.
Yes, sir.
Smoking some gas, boy. I love it. Again, in case you miss it, this is my boy Purdy. Tell him how to reach you, bro. Twitter, Instagram.
Twitter @ Purdy did it. Okay. If you ain't never seen that shit, I know you done seen that shit. Cross your shit. Mm-hmm. Don't even flag.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And on the gram, I don't really be on that shit like that, but I fuck with it. It's Purdy did it one.
Okay.
Just put a one at the end of that shit.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's my shit ain't really jumping on the ground. Now, I ain't gonna lie now.
Mm-hmm.
So this is my second Instagram. I just got back on that shit probably about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
My old one now I had motherfucking 10,000 followers 5 years ago, 6 years ago, before motherfuckers was even cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I sold that one.
Oh.
You feel me? I got all the way off that shit. You know what I'm saying? I just kept my Twitter.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To be real. So
quick question though.
Talk to
how me. Much you sold Instagram for?
Ah, that shit wasn't nothing back then. $200.
What?
Yeah, it wasn't nothing at all, bro. It wasn't, cause it wasn't as, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna be a nigga. Yeah, I sold that bitch for $1,560.
These days you probably $1,560.
I ain't gonna be a nigga with all that bitch.
Facts, dog. But these days, you probably could, with like 10,000 followers, you could probably get at least a ban off an account or something.
But I think
like
that's before it was like.
Yeah. Before this shit was really popping in.
Or what it was.
You was monetizing like, off this shit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And see, that's the point, too. People think automatically, damn, this nigga got 10,000. 5 years ago, you had 10,000 followers.
Exactly.
And 5 years ago, 10,000 followers was 1 million followers. Because niggas was barely in the hundreds, if you will, type shit. Niggas, yeah, they were friends with the people they knew immediately.
That's for real though.
Type shit. It wasn't shit like an explore page and all of that. So damn, and that's crazy, cause now that I'm talking about it, that mean people was actually going in and typing your fucking name. PR. Go to this nigga page and follow
it. I'm telling you, bro.
That's like back when a nigga used to buy albums. Nigga had to go to the store and actually buy the shit.
Man, I'm telling you, my gram used to be rocking. That's back in my days.
Back in my days, people was going.
Nah, but seriously though, you know what I'm saying? But I just had got all the way, because like I said, I had got all the way just away from that shit in general.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it wasn't nothing to say that at that time. It was just a come up. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, mm-hmm.
You like, shit, I'm about to get off this shit anyway.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, every dollar counted. So shit, 200 for that bit? Absolutely. I think a little used car place bought that bit.
Oh, shit. Fire. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
That is an easy way. Damn. Yeah. See, now I wasn't gonna ask you who bought it. I'm happy you said that, but I was damn sure just thinking in my head like, damn, I don't know who bought that bitch.
Yeah, it wasn't nobody who was like.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Oh, yeah. Like let me go ahead and try and get all these followers real quick.
I'm sure all my people are following that bitch. What the fuck going on? Man, V Auto, who the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Whatever the fuck the name was.
That's funny. That's funny. Nigga, like, man, I'm already in the wheel. What the fuck going on? Yeah, you know what I'm I don't know. Yeah, they might have touched the people with that bit. They done got like, oh shit, okay. Five people bought cars. This was worth it.
That shit was crazy though. You know what I'm saying? Just in them time, bro, because you gotta think that Vine shit, you know what I'm saying? Just thinking back on that.
Mm-hmm.
That shit popped when I was in college.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So you gotta think. Right? Yeah, I was at Cookman and shit. So people who was going to college with me, they people back at home was asking, hey, you know what I'm saying? Such and such. You know what I'm saying? So as far as around campus,
you
that's, man, that, oh, man. Ooh. Great times, man, in life, man. I tell you
my boy
that.
Laying it up.
Hey, I did not know anything of what he is speaking of, man. I was just having a great time of life overall, man. We'll just say that.
Fact.
Should have paid more attention in class.
YOLO. Tight shit. Hey, how was college for you? Do you think almost being a Vine sensation made college easier for you?
Nah, hell nah, man.
Nigga still gotta go to
the classes. It ain't like I had a trillion followers or nothing on that bit. You know what I'm saying? Like I say, from a nigga from Jacksonville perspective, shit, I had more followers than anybody in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think the only nigga that was over me is, I can't think of the nigga name who be doing like the Jaguar fan video, not the nigga Eric Dunn. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Here's another person who don't write, but I mean, look at who he is, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Compared to me, you know what I'm saying? So as far as,
y'all know what I'm saying? From totally different,
you know what I'm saying? Right. Like, that's a, you know what I'm saying? Okay, so that's that. You know what I'm saying?
As number far as one Jackson, Ville, nigga, just like we said.
Duval County, nigga, old nigga, Nick.
Oh, like 904, nigga.
For real, though.
Nah, that's facts though. And you know what, when I was telling Kush about you earlier, he was like, damn, the other person I can think of is fucking Eric Dunn. He said it off top and I was like, oh shit. Nah, for me, I'm guess I'm on your side of the spectrum, cause I was like, I don't know who that nigga is. And then no shade there.
How you reference him saying,
yeah.
He says this every time I bring up Eric Dunn, he says the same thing.
No shade in the room, but I know him as a nigga who got beat up at the Jags game.
What?
Yeah. It was a video going around, bro, got beat up at the Jazz game by like two white dudes, I think. They was on his head, boy. I was like, shit, this is crazy. But, and then
somebody should help that nigga.
Hey, you know
it
what
wasn't it was? Like a beat ass whooping. It was like a scuffle.
Man,
it was an old white man.
Hey, Dunn, I'm on your side, man. If you ever hear this, man, I wanted you to win.
Yeah, no, I wanted the nigga to win, but I'm looking at compelling evidence here.
I wanted you to win.
I did. I wanted him to win, but I'm looking at compelling evidence.
We rock. Hey, yo, where y'all going? Where y'all going?
Why you need to know? I'm in my pussy, boy.
He's gonna be real, so you gotta see both sides.
Yeah, you gotta see both sides of it, okay? He's probably like six beers deep.
Man, let's change the subject. Yeah. Boy, y'all crazy.
You ever met, bro? Been in any other Vine meetups and shit like that?
Yeah, I went to a couple of them. I went to one in Daytona and one in Orlando.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, I still fuck with a couple of people off that bit. It ain't like nothing like,
oh yeah, I be with such and such every other week.
No, flexion.
But I still call, you know what I'm saying, hear from, touch base with people from time to time, you know what I'm saying? Absolutely.
Mm. Did you ever, like, want to get the stardom out of it? Like, you know, to take it to the next level, maybe to do acting full time and shit like that, content creating full time?
I think that would be a lot to say a nigga wouldn't want to take that to the next level, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, you know what I'm saying, when it did get to the point where it was bubbling and popping or whatever, Mm-hmm. It was a lot of people coming up. Oh, you the funny nigga. Oh, you. Hey, boy.
That's Jacksonville.
Hey, man. Get the fuck back, man. My uppercut the shit out your ass right now. What the fuck? You know what I'm saying? What the hell you think this is,
so,
man?
How, like, did you used to, like, how would you play it? Would you just, like, play it cool? Like, yeah. Like,
chill. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. Ease up. Or whatever. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Just, like, keep it moving
on,
tight.
Come on. Be vibing.
Why
you gotta do that? Out here, you know, now where we at? Come on, just walk up and say, "What's up?" You gotta walk up, hey, my rank on a nigga, five to nine. You know what I'm saying?
Niggas shouldn't even be laughing like this, right?
But still,
they, would they like laugh automatically just because you are a naturally funny ass nigga? Like, right. Would they just laugh and walk off type shit? Or
I mean, it was to the point, bro. I mean, and there's no flag, you know. So people like ask for a picture, and, like,
oh,
shit, bro. I went to
and you so in school at looking, the time.
Yeah,
so like,
you know, I was just looking through my videos the other day. Mm. So it was 5 years ago. I went to Panama, and that's when that shit was going crazy. You know what I'm saying? People in Panama, if I'm lying, I don't love my mama, man. People, you know what I'm saying? They say that,
nah,
you know what I'm saying?
But
that's real, you know what I'm saying? Like, people in Panama walking up to a nigga, oh, such and such, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it's just like, I'm like with my people like, damn, 30, you know what I'm saying? I'm just like, bro, you know, I've been making these motherfucking videos, you know what I'm saying? So, as far as it went, bro, but like, be real, bro, that shit, like, through college, that shit would like feed me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I would win the
contest.
That's
what I was asking
shit,
more so,
you know,
about, like,
saying?
the connections, rather. Would it like get you, you know, like, you want to pass shoes, nigga, like, oh, yeah, bro, I got you. You already know.
You know what I'm saying? As far as, like, when it came to, like, clubs and people looking out when I came through shit, yeah, like, showing discounts and showing love, absolutely. You know what I'm saying? But really, bro, I was on that shit, bro. I was getting paid off that shit. And I started hosting little parties and shit back in college. Man, that was how I was eating through college. Man, I ain't gonna lie. You know what I'm saying? Because, man, at first it was winning them little rain battles. It was like every $100 a week. And, you know, in college.
Hell yeah.
But a motherfucking $2 boxes from Checkers, boy, go a long goddamn way. But, you know what I'm saying? $100, boy. Nigga get 50 of them hoes in a week.
50 to eat, you know, good anytime I want to.
Bottle ate great. What the fuck you talking about? What you eat tonight? Nigga, we going to Checkers. What you talking about? Walking right here. You know what I'm saying? But for real, like, as far as that fed me. And then I was getting paid, like I said, in the host parties and shit in college. So that was putting a little money in my pocket and shit too. You know what I'm saying? So that shit just came, you know what I'm saying?
It was
a great time.
But
I wasn't no person like the, oh, I'm a, I ain't never want to see, like, you know what I'm saying? So certain people get that shit and then go to try to run that shit in the ground. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, do everything. I ain't never want to be seen as a person who was like, oh, he doing the most trying to, you know what I'm saying, do this and that. You know what I'm saying? I just always, shit, you know what I'm saying? I think everybody should care how they, you know what I'm saying? Like, you supposed to present yourself a certain way. You know what I'm saying? Like, and carry yourself a certain way. So you shouldn't be out here doing lame ass shit because you want to get on or whatever it is, you know what I'm saying? I never felt like that was the way to go all around.
Nah, that's complete facts, bro.
You know what I'm saying? That's just what that was.
Nah, facts. All right, real quick, we're gonna take a blended conversation break, get into this commercial life real quick and see who pays the bills. We'll be right back. Your boy Chief Rocker. Purdy did it.
Yes, sir.
Fuck five, bitch.
Welcome to A Blunted Conversation. It's your boy Chief Rocker.
Man, this is my podcast. You
that
can say
the hardest
what you
teach.
Need to say.
And as always, ain't no faking me, ain't no hating me.
Why, Dad? You might have been, because you are. You know, you know. If you know, you know.
Roll up one and smoke with your boy Chief Rocker.
This your boy White. It's Mubarak.
Hey, this your girl Carla Nicole.
This your boy Keith, man. We're rocking with Chief Rocker in the Blunted Conversation. We out.
Bye, PH.
Stop! I could have dropped my croissant.
All right, and like that, we are back. It is your boy Chief Rocker. Like I told y'all before, I'm here with my guy Purdy, talking this Vine shit. Nigga put me on all this shit. Did you have like a favorite Vine person? Did you have somebody you started watching and then that's how you got on?
I fought with Pat Terry.
Pat Terry? I don't even know who that is.
There's a nigga named Pat Terry on that bit I fought with. Who else used to be funny in here? Man, it was There's a whole bunch of funny ass people on that bit. I ain't gonna lie, bro.
Yeah.
But definitely easy for, oh, my boy Snook. Snook used to be funny as a motherfucker on that bit. You know what I'm saying? But really, that's, I mean.
How did you get in the Vine, nigga? Cause like when I downloaded Vine, you was already on that shit. I got on that shit cause you used to post your videos from that bit.
Man, it was really nobody who like was like, hey, go download that bit. I think I just came across that bit or something like that. And it was like, I wanna say in the early stages from what I thought, you know what I'm saying, of it, you know what I'm saying? I got on that bit and I was just making my little bullshit videos, you know what I'm saying? And that shit just started growing and you start getting better cause you start, oh, I understand what the fuck going on. Just like I was saying with the other shit. Like, when you get it, you get it.
Get it, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, that's just what it was. Right. That shit was cool, though.
Did you have, like, a breakout video? Or did they just kind of just start growing? And
I mean, well, it was just... So, it's just, it was different levels to as far as breakout. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to think, when you're a nigga who just started and you got 70 followers and your shit get 250 revives, you like, okay. You know what
I'm saying? I'm on, nigga. Fuck roll with
y'all. You know what I'm saying?
And then, I need to be Beyonce.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Okay. You know what I'm saying? I'm here. You know what I'm saying? And then when you start having, you know what I'm saying, 2,000 followers and your shit getting 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 revives, you know what I'm saying? So, such and such, you know what I'm saying? Whatever it may be, you know what I'm saying? And then you're to the point where every, like, you get that many shits on like one popping video, but your regular shit get 35, 42, you know what I'm saying? But when I got to the point where every last one of them bitches was getting at least 1,000 rebounds, you know what I'm saying? And such, you know what I'm saying? Average, you know what I'm saying? I was like,
did you
okay,
ever like
shit,
care
shit
about the numbers?
Yeah, man, like, yeah, nigga, I want my shit to go crazy, nigga. Every time, nigga, what the fuck, why the people ain't looking? You know what I'm saying? Nigga, man, I don't even be looking at my shit, man, this shit so funny, nigga. Hey, nigga, everybody need to watch this shit, nigga.
Nah, real shit.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna count, you know what I'm saying, man? Man, hold on, man. Jay-Z done ain't seen this shit yet. You know, I'm feeling like that about the situation. Yeah,
that's funny as fuck. Hell nah.
I don't even know what the Vine numbers used to look like. I just know, like, when I seen K next to that bitch, I used to be like, oh, that bitch popping type
shit. You know
shit.
What I'm saying? Yeah, but yeah, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, it was just, it's different levels of that shit. You know what I'm saying? Well, I got to the point where, shit, when I got 55,000, 60,000 followers on that bit, because I think that was like the highest I got. You know, it wasn't nothing more crazy than that. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like I had a trillion. You know what I'm saying? But I just,
I ain't gonna lie,
I knew the right people.
I thought you had a million.
No, hell no. I just knew the right people. You know what I'm saying? You know, like, bro, all that shit about. But I honestly, well, I don't even want to go into the depths of why I feel like, you know what I'm saying?
Why not,
shit,
bro? Go into it, bro. Come on, dog. Vine dead. Fuck it. We had the funeral.
Man, honestly, bro. So I wasn't. So, like, everybody who you know who was, like, popular and shit used to, like, interact with the, you know what I'm saying?
The popular people.
The gay community.
Oh.
And yeah. I was like, man, I'm not rebinding them niggas on my shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So,
you know, that ain't what I really, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Go after or support or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, fuck no, you know what I'm saying? But as far as like, that was a big way for people to, you know what I'm saying? Get more numbers up for them niggas used to be doing like some, you rebind my shit, I rebind your shit, you know what I'm saying? Type of shit. And I wasn't on that. Really even reaching out to bother people about that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you organic,
I was like, I'ma just get my shit however, you know what I'm saying, however it comes.
Especially if that shit was popping for you.
Know,
you,
like, you know what I'm
saying?
I'm getting my shit off the, you know what I'm
off
saying? Off of what I do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, it was a lot of issue, you know what I'm saying? If I do this for you, you do this for me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, that's just like with everything. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. That, you, exactly, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean.
That's wild. That's funny.
Yeah, man.
Fuck Vine, bitch.
Man, goddamn. The NFL Twitter was going crazy today. Let's talk about that.
Let's get into it, bro.
Nah, I mean,
we got Tom Brady
saying he ain't going back to the fucking Patriots. Right. And then it comes out later in the day that he plans to sign with the Bucks, barring anything.
This breaking crazy news, man. This
today. That shit was. And that's why today. I bought that one up first. Then you got
it was a lot.
You got DeAndre traded for what's his name? Arizona running back.
Oh, you talking about David Johnson?
David Johnson.
David Johnson.
I know it's not Duke Johnson. That was the name that wanted to come out.
David Johnson. Which,
now, that trade was the fucking craziest to me. But with that trade alone, that shit skyrockets Arizona into a decent position. I love that because I love Larry Fitzgerald. Man. And I need them to do right by him in his last year or two type shit. So Larry them trading for... And I can understand that. So if they give, you know, get one more defensive piece, they can make a nice title.
Yeah, no.
Nah.
Yeah, no.
They
yeah.
go decent shit. Make Larry consider fucking another year. I think he just signed the contract for 2 more years, though.
Oh, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, I ain't gonna lie. I don't even know. For sure, you know for sure. What I'm saying? I be fucking with it, but I just don't know about that situation to be able to talk about it. You know what I'm saying? But hell no.
Arizona championship will be weird. I say that.
Man, the boy blew the stool and they had a chance when they were playing the Steelers. Yeah. They let them niggas do some miraculous shit. Yeah,
some
you know what I'm saying? That was shit. I was vibing with the Cardinals at that point in time. But I was like,
bro, everybody got
Edge and Anquan Boldin, from Florida State, nigga. Yes, I'm like, Anquan Boldin, know what the hell? Yes, boy, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Man, man.
They pissed it away.
Yeah.
Fourth quarter. That was the original
28-3. That shit crazy, man.
That shit is. I do love that shit, though. Yeah, I love that at least football able to make some moves because everything else been on fucking pause. Niggas making moves. Ain't nobody even got to touch each other.
That shit crazy, man. Basketball really not even...
Yeah, and then that it just came really out about an hour ago. You heard
that was KD.
KD got I ain't gonna
talk about KD because I got ill will toward KD. So I don't even want to get into it, bro. But I ain't gonna lie, I hold that Corona kick his ass a little bit.
You hard gangster. You hard as fuck for that.
I'm gonna kick his ass a little bit, but I don't want him to die. At least not now. My man, KD. If you hear this bitch, I'm sorry too. I root for you, son.
Gotta fuck him up.
Say, hey, Vine.
I'm fine. I'm fine,
bitch. Hell, dog. Shout out Corona KD. We might get some Corona Nikes up out there, nigga, or some shit.
That shit really not funny, man. But, yeah, man.
Man, hey.
You will soon.
That ain't the joke that's going to send us to hell, I promise.
You got to be sick for at least a week, man.
Okay.
I need you to be sick for at least a week, KD, because I just don't fuck with you and that lame-ass shit you did. I still hate you for that.
That Golden State shit?
Yeah. I know you'll never hear this, but guess what? One day if you do, fuck you, nigga, and that shit you did.
Do he got you blocked?
Nah, KD don't. I have a long list of being blocked by people, though.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna lie.
Give us some.
K Michelle.
What did you say to K Michelle?
Ain't no telling. Kaya. Derrick Henry.
Do you remember what you said to any of these people?
I remember what I said to Derrick Henry. That nigga, Teeth. I zoomed in on him on the picture, and I said, boy, look like you're about to shoot out a hot dog. and he blocked me. Plies has me blocked. Who else? It's a couple other people. I gotta look it up. But yeah, it is a few people that has me blocked. I'ma think of it as we go as well.
This shit got me tripping. This nigga blocked a hot dog. Yeah. I would have blocked your ass too.
He got a teeth fixed. Now he gonna block me. Derrick Henry.
I just pulled up.
Yeah. I zoomed in on that bitch. I said, like, boy, goddamn, boy. Now I get my shot hot dog, that would block me. Hey, Derrick Henry, now that your teeth are fixed. Hey, you gonna block me, bro. I support what you're doing, bro. I know you ain't do about counter, but you still 904 here and there. You know what I'm saying? So you gonna block me, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Shit, my stomach on that one.
Hot dog with relish.
nasty relish.
That bitch don't stand a chance. That bitch don't got a fighting chance.
Dog's like, no.
No cap.
That nigga real life piranha mouth ass.
Yeah, man. That, no he ain't joke. Like that no more.
Nah, he ain't like got no mission.
I'm
fit.
Delivered, mouth ass.
Yeah, goodness. You know, I noticed it too, one of them after game interview. Well, I was like, oh, look at there. Man. Look at
Lil Derek.
Got his teeth fixed.
Oh, it got me blocked, man. It's a couple people, though, man. You know what I'm saying?
You got to start going hard on you folk, dude.
I know
you
I
said
don't.
Something ignorant to K. Michelle because I done said some wild shit to her.
Yeah, it was probably something off the wall, bro.
She be the... Hey, her and fucking Carrie Hilson right in the same round.
As far as what?
Stupid shit being said.
I don't never hear Carrie Hilson say nothing.
Bro, Carrie Hilson just said some shit, some dumbass shit, not even 24 hours ago.
I don't never hear her say nothing. As far as dumb shit, I don't hear K. Michelle no more.
Hey.
They probably put her ass under a rock.
I don't even know what the fuck K. Michelle been doing, honestly. I ain't heard from her. I don't know if she don't love hip hop or any of this old shit no more.
Man, I ain't never watched none of that shit, bro.
Bro, honestly, I have never seen more than probably a 2-3 minute clip of that shit. For me, it's a waste of time.
Man, I don't even go down that road. I ain't even gonna lie, cause they be on that bit heavy.
What?
They be defending that bullshit. That shit.
They really do.
That shit is crazy.
I'm trying to pull up the dumb shit.
That shit is bad for the black community. I might get on my Malcolm X shit in that bit.
Nah, go ahead, bro.
That shit right there, my brother. I'm touching my temple, y'all. If y'all can't hear me,
and he got on the shade
in your mind.
The gold right frames there, with the round circle.
That shit right there, my brother. You don't need that in your
mind. You don't need that. That's like the swine.
That's bad in your spirit. Hold on now. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Hold on. I ain't really talking about the swine.
Nigga,
I
still eat bacon. I still eat pork chops.
Pork in that bit now. You know what I'm saying? Just eat. Hey.
let me do me,
we
going to
talk about something else. We ain't going to talk about that pork in that
bottle. You still like pork, bro?
What you mean?
Everything pork? You don't need to discriminate?
I mean, shit. What you mean everything? Like, I just fuck with, like, bacon, sausage patties and shit.
Yeah. All that shit still good?
Thin cut pork chops. I mean, thin cut motherfuckers. You know, the ribs?
Yeah.
Absolutely, the ribs motherfuckers.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? But other than that, like,
No special diet for you?
Nah, hell nah. Really? I wish, man. Every week, when it be my Wednesday, I'm like, all right, boy, next week I'm going to get my life together. Boy. I've been doing that shit for about 3 months.
whole 2020.
Every week for 3 months. I ain't even done that the whole year.
Hey, COVID, that nigga was like, fuck that. I know you don't think me to get health. I mean, expect me to get healthy after COVID on dying, nigga. I need to eat something now. Yeah. Damn. Oh, shit.
It's all right. Back of my shit open like a motherfucker. It's all right.
God damn.
It's okay.
You got an umbrella, B?
Nah, it's all right, man.
Yeah.
It's good. It's going down like that bit, though.
Yeah. Come on, man. Go let your shit down.
Nah, my shit down. I don't have to put my windows up in the back. And I ain't about to do all that shit. I'll be getting wet as hell. So it's okay. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on,
fuck it. That shit sound like it's going down out there. Hold on.
Yes, I ain't even know what that was at first. I was kind of, as soon as you said it, I was just wondering, like, damn, what that is. Yeah. Y'all ain't going to hear it, but goddamn it. It's raining out there, and it going hard.
It sound like Hurricane Earth out there, hoe.
It is. God damn, I'm sorry, bro. I appreciate you for coming through. I ain't even said that yet.
Oh, yeah.
I appreciate you for coming through, man. Like, I like to tell the story when I hit people up, I guess. Somebody told me that, like, damn, you love to tell how you hit people up. And then they said, yeah, they were going to come through. So I'm going to do that like I usually do. I hit my guy Purdy up because I was making my list, making my rounds. People want to get on the show. They want to fuck with me type shit. I want to fuck with them. So I hit Purdy. I'm like, bro, I want you to get on my shit. I sent him a couple dates. He was like, oh shit, that's the bar. Come on, let's do it. That boy ain't waste no time. That boy immediate action head ass. Yeah. You already know. I fuck with it. Yeah. Perfect. I like to call that a Rolex. When people like, that's perfect time, I always say in my mind, Rolex.
Yes, sir.
Y'all already know. That's real shit, though. My boy was like, okay, cool. I'm going to fuck with you. I can pull up.
Definitely.
And then my boy was here on time, just like he said he was going to be. I was running late on some nigga shit. I hate when I be running late, too. I be like, fuck. Now they think, because, like, especially right now, I'm meeting a lot of new people, and I'm meeting a lot of people for the first time on business time. So it's like, damn, they gonna think I'm late all the time now. It's that first interaction. You know, if I'm late, they gonna be like, damn, okay, so you a nigga. I know how to deal with you now. You giving me 30-minute early dates and shit. Like, yeah, come at 6:30, even though this shit don't start till 7:15, just so we know you coming.
Damn, nigga hit you early.
early on the shit. God damn. Nah, for real. I hate late people, so I try not to be a late person.
You have to understand.
How you feel about what I feel like is a future line? TikTok.
Oh man, I mean, that shit is what it is, man. I ain't know none of that shit, man.
No.
Nah, man, I'm goddamn on Twitter.
Still that, with the OG, yeah. OG shit.
You know, I be on that bit bullshit. On that bit. Just fucking off. I love Twitter, bro. I ain't gonna lie, bro.
Yeah. I can never get away from Twitter.
If it was one app, you know, that I could only have. It'll definitely be Twitter, bro.
Yeah.
Twitter kid and all that other shit, bro. Instagram, I don't really be on that bit. I don't follow no celebrities and shit. I be on that bit looking at food. If you look at my
I seen you posted your explore page. That shit was nothing page, but food.
It's all food.
It was food and one car.
It'll be some bullshit, niggas. Like he said, car, so one football play. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You'll see one ass. You know what I'm saying? But it don't really be nothing crazy. You know what I'm saying? Facts. Like niggas be on that bit lusting, nah.
Yeah.
Hell nah, man. Man. Come on, man. We old as hell.
We are definitely too old for that shit.
You know what I'm saying?
At this point in time, if you can't just step to a woman straight up in Walmart, it's over. You're done for. I mean, you ain't got no social interaction skills.
Yeah, man.
And that shit fucking matters.
Yeah, man. See, you know, it's different now. Because, see, I'm 26. So, I feel like it's different for the younger people, because they really feel like, oh, I ain't gonna see them. I'm gonna write them on Instagram. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, and the older people, definitely, you know what I'm saying? It's some better face-to-face type shit. But yeah. I mean, it just really depends on how old you is in the situation.
So for you, you right there in that middle.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, I could write you, or I could take my chance on seeing you.
If I ever see somebody and I want them, I'm gonna run down. You know what I'm saying? If that's the
immediate
situation.
Action.
Yeah, I don't play, bro, because it's, man,
for what?
You know what I'm saying? What I'm here to tell you for. You know what I'm saying? If that's the situation. You know what I'm saying? That ain't my situation. I got a boo.
Oh.
I got a boo now.
Facts.
Head ass.
To the ass. Bro, I'm not even mad at you. These days, I ain't exactly looking, but like I'm open to it type shit. So I'm like, damn, somebody come be head to my ass, or let me be head to your ass. Yeah, whatever. You know, however you want to put the shit, let's do it together type shit. You feel me? That shit be fine, though. I love that for you, bro. I love the union.
Yeah, man.
Shout out to you. You and your boo riding, doing shit.
Yeah, man.
They fucking up your summer plans right now.
Nah, man. We going somewhere together.
Yeah. Go duck off.
I waiting on them taxes to drop, man.
That what this shit meant. Not stop.
Listen, but them taxes, I'm leaving this motherfucker right. Let me check my account.
In a rocket.
I'm leaving this bitch right now. My taxes are dropped.
Oh,
I ain't even gonna say nothing. Y'all gonna hit the door, open and close.
We gonna be like, oh yeah, he wanted to let down the windows. Remember?
Yeah, my shit crank up.
He just trying to dry his shit. That's why he crank it up. Nigga gonna hit the tires. He just went to the store real quick.
It ain't in there yet. But I'm telling you, it'll be
time. I like that Denzel meme. What I need. Whew. Oh. My test ain't dropped either. I'm wondering if this virus. You think? Oh man, they talking about a stimulus package. They gonna hold a nigga taxes and give us that little stimulus check.
I'd be madder than a bitch. Please go ahead and let my shit go through right now, please. Hey, I know. Hold on. I got to make another message announcement. Hey, whoever need to hear this, I know you ain't gonna hear this, but I want you to know, please let my taxes go through right now. I need my shit to go ahead and drop. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Why not? What did say? It's my money and I need it now. Nah, but nah, I want, you know, because people be on there, you know what I'm saying, first day of the year trying to go fucking let taxes. I wasn't gonna rush like that, but.
I still ain't even
fly. I would like my reward.
Yeah, hell yeah. You know, especially when you don't work. Yeah, I would just like to say shit. Reward. They done been taking their piece all motherfucking you.
Yeah, man. That shit crazy.
And then if you ever like look at your checks for real, you'll never really get that amount that you don't pay the taxes, baby. Man. It's always lower. Unless you got them babies. You got nothing, babe. I wish somebody had a JIT for me to claim. If you listening and you got a JIT for me to claim, it ain't nothing to hit my DM. I ain't fired yet. I ain't fired yet. I was waiting for a last minute JIT to come through. Get that semester,
baby. They charge $1,500
a JIT. That ain't nothing. How much I'm going to get off the 15? How much I'm going to get?
I don't know, dog. Depending on who your tax man is. Gotta get a good tax man.
Yes, sir. Squeeze that extra penny up out of it. Don't you got some receipts back
there? Yeah, he hit you with that. You do dry cleaning, right?
Where do you do your dry cleaning at?
I know.
You said you had to buy some soap?
I got you. I know.
Okay. Big soap? Okay. Yeah. You bought it from Sam's? No, Sam's. No, you bought it from Walmart. Nigga be directing your ass. Good tax man. Let your ass know. I really wish you could get a tax break on the gas. I buy so much weed, I'd be like, shit, a tax break on that? They send me back $450, let me buy a couple of zips. Shit. That'll be love. Man, don't get me happy like that. I wish they would. I wish the fuck they would.
We've been smoking since we got this motherfucker.
Since we got this motherfucker, we 48 minutes in. I was just finna say we're gonna get the wrap up on. Before we wrap it up, so I got a session. A session. I call Florida Man. In case you don't know, it is rumored that you can search Florida Man on any date of the year. So you go on Google, you search Florida Man. Today's date is March 17th, the St. Patrick's Day. Oh shit, you're probably finna get a good Florida Man. So boom, I'm hopping on Google. Florida Man. March 17th. Yes, I typed that slow.
Some goofy shit.
And we're going to see what the fuck happened. Okay. The very first one at the first top. Squirrel attacks Florida man. Rodent was raised by neighbor. That is from the Miami Herald.
Damn. They raised that nigga. They brought that nigga up. You know what I'm saying? That nigga perpetrating. You know what I'm saying? Go handle that. You know, damn.
What's the master from Ninja Turtles?
Another Splinter. One. This one is horrible. Okay. Florida man who burned caged cat, fed it to dog, gets no jail time. So he got off scotch free. That's crazy. We're going to go back with the first one because that's less crazy. Squirrel attacks Florida man going nuts and it was raised by his neighbor. Okay. We got a video on this one. I barely have a video. Oh, you know, we got to go with that first.
That's crazy, man.
That crazy as fuck. Yeah, how you raise a squirrel? I'm with you on that shit.
Oh, no, that's... That's crazy to me. I ain't never...
Niggas got real life squirrel out there, bitch. Now that's funny as fuck. So this is in Miami. Yeah, we got the video. You ready?
Okay. Oh yeah, he wasn't gonna get that nigga.
Oh man.
Oh, that nigga went to go bother the squirrel though.
Yeah, he wanted to go chase after him. Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, we deserve. That squirrel should've got on his ass.
You think the squirrel should get the squirrel bothered him first though? You think he was coming from fucking with the squirrel?
Once he got the squirrel off on
he should have just let it go. He should have let the truck and roll.
Yeah, because I would have been goddamn.
I would have been scared. like a motherfucker. Right. So what we just watched. We just watched what looked like to be a maintenance man. Walter's maintenance truck or whatever. He had the tailgate of the truck. And then you see a squirrel hopping behind him in the picture. The squirrel hops up his leg, up his body, and then look like bite him on the neck, and then hop off of him and run or whatever. And then the maintenance man chase after him. But I'm like, you know, after the squirrel would have fucking did that shit, I would have been fucking out of there.
Man, I would have seen the squirrel coming and been out of there. I would have seen the squirrel coming and been out of there, man. Hell no.
That nigga wild.
I ain't playing them type of game. Hey, I ain't gonna lie, boy.
Think about that. Think about it.
What the
hell? Oh, shit. Yeah.
That nigga has a roast beef.
Oh, my God.
He had a whole arm sandwich in his dick.
Chick-fil-A in my heart.
God damn.
That's a McDonald's.
That dude from the soul.
Fact. All right, anything you want to tell everybody before you get up out of here?
Oh, shit.
I'm trying to lead the listeners with.
Man, shit, be the best you. Shit. That's the best person on the planet who can do it.
Is
you.
Nobody can do you better.
Don't try to be like everybody else.
Yeah. Facts, I appreciate
Walk
it.
Walk your own way.
Facts.
That's it. Y'all be safe.
Everybody out there know. This is your boy Chief Rocker. We sat here with the main man from Jacksonville, Florida, Duval. Now I know for all that extra shit, you already know from the crib. Purdy Did It. Find him on Twitter and Instagram. Purdy Did It on Instagram. Purdy Did It 1.
Yes, sir.
Fuck with him. Go find those old Vine videos on YouTube, if you remember. Reminiscing, fuck with him.
Yeah.
We up out this bitch. Shout out to the neighborhood. Right, yeah. Real classic shit. You want to learn how to rank on a nigga? Just watch that shit about 100 times, and you will be on one. Again, I'm boasting this shit for you. The only nigga who can say he successfully fried DC on Fly.
And it's on tape.
And it's on tape.
Stop
on video.
Stop playing with me, nigga. Stop playing with me, no nigga. Fake, it's on no tape. Flaws, nigga, get your mind right, nigga. That nigga know what's up, nigga.
Nigga know what's up. Shout out to that shit. Fuck Vine. I miss Vine, though. I ain't even gonna lie. That shit was funny.
But Instagram killed everything, dude.
Oh, yeah. When they dropped that video.
Ooh. Instagram killed everything, dude.
Ooh, shit. I'm like you, though. Like you said earlier, I just got Instagram a year ago.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? My shit ain't even boom like that.
Nah, I ain't making no.
But I still fuck with it. It's cool.
Yeah, it's
not I ain't gonna say that about it.
Nah, hell no. We up out this bitch. Make sure you rate this podcast 5 stars. This is a blunted conversation. Oh, I ain't said this episode and y'all thought I was gonna forget. Ain't no faking me and ain't no hating me. I guess we out.
Man, it's Purdy, man. I'm with Chief Rocker, man. Listen, wanna thank y'all for listening to a blunted conversation, man. Salute.